a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Oh, some mornings just bring me more joy than others. For those who are just listening before that song, okay. I did the big hook, you know, as the radio people are supposed to do, yeah, that we're going to have a chat with Ed Cavalier from Have You Been Paying Attention? We went to the song.
Yeah.
And Loggy, you finally read your email, did you?
All right. No, look. It turns out that Have You Been Paying Attention is starting tonight.
Yes, yes. Okay. It starts on the 12th of May.
So I'm an idiot because I assumed that we would be chatting to Ed on the night that it premieres.
Premieres. Yeah, but the, like, because you've now sent me a copy of your email.
Yes, so, yes, and it's in bold.
In big, bold writing. Ed Cavalier, available for radio on Monday, May the 19th.
Okay, which is next Monday. And I'm just giving you all the heads up that we will have Ed Cavalier on the show.
It's a long tease to tease it for a week.
He's that good. People will be very excited. 7-day notice.
Is it a little something maybe just you need to read your emails?
Okay. I try and I try and I care and I try. And it's not my fault because there's two loggies. Right? There's a loggy that cares and there's a loggy that puts that caring into action. And the two sometimes don't meet. Ah. For example, last night I decided to host dinner for Jimmy's parents.
Oh, no.
For Mother's Day. Bless. Nice. Lee and Lindsay, love them. And they came around and I wanted to impress a little bit. So I thought, oh, San Choi Bao. Because San Choi Bao, for those that don't know, is you have lettuce and then you put pork into it.
Yeah.
And you have it. And it's delicious. It's delicious. It's light.
Yep.
But it's also warming. Now it's getting a bit cold. And it's sort of like, and it's like, oh, fancy. We get to make our own lettuce. Great. But what I realized is that, you know, they when you have to make something for a bigger amount of people than what the recipe says and you have to bulk it up, sometimes it doesn't go, you know, the way you want it to.
Don't you just double the amount?
Yeah, but I had to kind of triple it. Anyway, whatever. It's fine. It was delicious. But so the lettuce cups were kind of breaking a bit because we could only get a mini cos lettuce and a normal lettuce. And so the lettuce leaves were breaking. So essentially what I served my parents-in-law were just mince.
Just mince on a plate.
Mince on a plate. Because the lettuce kind of fell away.
You tried, Log. I tried so hard.
I tried
you
with tried this so interview hard. And I tried with that. But the love was there. Hey, can you feel the love?
They had full tummies last night and Ed Cavalier's going to join us next week. It's all good.
It's all fine. Good. It all works out in the end. I'm Tom, Lingy and Loggy.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Tom's away, but Jono is here for the jump. There is a massive game coming up, not this Thursday, the following Thursday, Cats v Dogs. And you know how normally people get pets to... They try and guess the result of a game,
Octopus was the World Cup, I think.
RIP. Yep. That type of thing. We're going to use you two to go head to head.
Yes.
To try and
I'm going
see.
To take you down.
I haven't even told you what it's going to be
I don't care,
yet.
Whatever it is.
I love that. I love the intensity.
I am in. Don't give her
no, Loggy, whatever. And yes. I want whatever this is and wherever it is.
Yeah.
Ooh. Can people turn up and watch?
No, people can't turn up and watch.
Oh, I want thousands there. Watch me take this man down in the lead up to the biggest game of the year, the biggest game that GMHBA Stadium will ever have.
Yes, Jono, the intensity.
See what Bailey Smith's comments have done to him? Just stirred the pot a little bit.
There's a lot of emotions.
And when I win, I'm going to give you the bird, a double bird.
The double bird.
When I win, I'm going to give you the double cobra.
Ooh, watch out.
Yes.
We're going to have more on those details.
Does that mean tops are off?
Okay. If I have to look at it, I will. More information on that in the coming week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
All right, let's get out of the way, Jono. The Cats going down again to the Giants. 5 in a row at GMHBA Stadium.
I couldn't believe it. So I'm doing the other game. I'm doing North Melbourne versus Brisbane. And Anthony Hudson's a big Cats man. Mm. So he's obviously calling our game and focus, but every now and then he'll just check the scores and have a bit of a look. And he tapped me at one point and Mark Blitzarves is having a shot at goal. And I'm like, okay. So our focus and attention went there for 10 seconds. And unfortunately for Blitz, he hit the post.
Hit the post. Yep. And what a mark it was. It was a towering mark. The hilarious thing was he's jumped over Paddy Dangerfield and a couple of Giants players. Great grab. Mm. And then he's clearly marked it, but it's kind of ended up at the end when they've all fallen to the ground in Paddy's hands. So Blitz has sprinted away, trying to convince the umpire, like, oh no, that's Paddy's mark. Let him go back and kick the goal. And the umpy was onto him. He said, no, Mark, your kick. And they had their chances, though, the Cats, in the last quarter. So Tyson Stengel misses a couple that he'd normally kick. Mm. Sean Manor, on the run for 50, difficult kick, but kicks it out on the full. And then the Blitz hit the post, and it was Jake Riccardi who was the hero for the Giants up the other end, Jono.
Yeah, conversion again, 14-17 to 16-9, and Jesse Hogan was the main player in that. 7 goals, 1, which is just a huge effort from Jesse Hogan. 8 shots at goal against the Cats, of course, who just look like they're struggling defensively a little bit, Lingy, and you'll be able to dive into this more. Obviously, the loss of Henry at full back. He was playing so well and having such a good season.
There were times where it was, so the Henry matchup would have been on Hogan, but also Tom Stewart's absence. And a couple of times the Giants forwards got out the back and key forwards as well. And you think that's one that Tom Stewart just rounds up, just gets it organised, and they probably fix it up. So that's the issue. There's some brilliant footy. Both teams scored over 100 points.
Yeah.
Some sensational, skillful footy. Finn Callahan, what a player he is.
Yep.
He is seriously special. Tom Green was good. Toby Green was good. It was a good game, but it was heartbreaking.
It was. Did you cry more than the kids, Lingy?
I was working, of course, for Channel 7, but Dodsy had to take the kids, and she's texting me going, you know, F this game. the kids are all in tears. Yeah. And I was...
And then you got sent to the rooms afterwards.
Oh, I had to go into the Giants.
This is even
room.
Better. I love this, right? So this is what we have to do. If you've got your team and you're up, and all you want to do is for them to win, because walking into the Oppo, you got to sort of pretend you're okay with
it. All right.
You're not really okay with it, but you've got to interview someone and talk to them and say, well done today, great game. And you're like, oh, really? So anyway.
Look, that's
how'd
sucks,
you go with that?
Yeah, no, good. There was the full Gatorade showers and everything like that.
So it was all
like,
positive for
I'm
you.
I'm going to stand in the back corner here. They're really nice people, though, the Giants.
They are excellent. Yeah. They are very, very good. All but right, the good thing is Loggy has to Lingy has to give the votes.
Well, he does.
He was at the game for us. So these are Lingy's votes today that we're reading out.
Give me
breaking
the intro.
Breaking the fourth wall.
The
here we go.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
Of course, this is due to your Xena Sports Vest. Get the ultimate protection. Thanks, Jono.
Yes. Jump on board. We did a great deal with Torquay Footy Club. So, footy clubs, if you want to get involved with us, reach out. We can do some
the website again?
Xenasport.com.au.
Beautiful.
Am I seriously giving them?
You are. These are your votes, okay, Cameron.
These are my votes. One vote to Jeremy Cameron, who threatened to rip the game entirely apart. The second quarter was monstrous. Probably just tailed off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Two votes to Grime Myers, who I thought, coming back in the team, creative. He set so much up. 23 touches. Hit the scoreboard as well. And 3 votes. And I'm not doing
I saw the disposals and I'm like, are you serious? Is this guy getting him again?
Yeah, I'm not doing this to troll Brad Johnson. This is legit. He was the best player for the Cats. The one and only Bailey Smith.
No.
Wow. Jono. He is
dominating.
That's a massive lead.
With his lead right now, it is looking like you're going to have to buy him a sponge cake or something like that at the end of the year.
And see him with the K-Rock medal.
Are you going to be okay to do that?
I'll be okay to do that. Of course, I'll present him with another number 6 doggy jumper while we're going about it. So Bailey Smith on 16 now, absolutely
dominating.
Fine. From danger at 12. Next is Max Holmes on 5. So these two players,
winner.
Yes.
And he nearly got a vote.
The gap Holmes is enormous.
It is
at
enormous.
The moment.
What's going to happen, not this Thursday, next Thursday when the Doggies take on the Cats, like we mentioned earlier, we're going to do a bit of a Jono v. Lingy to see who will win that game. We'll have more information for that later on in the week. But Jono, you stay classy, okay?
I will.
Until then, as you always
San Diego.
Do. Yes, lovely to have you in. It's all thanks to Prestige Jago Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days. G'day to Tony, Deb, Liam and the team. Jono, have a great week.
See ya.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tom is away sick, my friend.
He is, but you're still going to have to sell me on an idea, Log.
He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. KROQ's own shrimp. Pimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
That's right. See, it's kind of like Shark tank, but you're a big prawn. So
yeah, just a
we
little...
come into your prawn tank instead of going in the shark tank like the show where you have someone with money that wants to invest in a great idea. We have the ideas. We bring them to you, the big prawn. You say if you would like to invest or not invest.
Yes, and you and Tom have been bringing some ideas over the recent weeks. Most of them have fallen flat. I'm starting to create a bit of a scale as to where you sit.
Okay.
Your shower idea, recirculating your own water, warm water.
Yeah, so you can have a hot shower in winter.
Yeah.
But not wastewater, and then you flick a switch and that's when fresh water comes out.
That's sort of like that midpoint of a It's a idea.
You liked it.
Yeah, I see your point, but it's not viable.
Right. What about Tom's idea that he had for a warming pocket so you could put chicken nuggets in there?
Yeah, so that's down the bottom as a dog's idea. So that's the bottom of the scale.
Okay.
There's a scale of not a chance in hell. Mm. There's the There's the let's explore. And then there's the hell yeah.
Really?
Let's
okay.
do this.
I'm going to hit the hell yeah today if you are in this niche area. Now, I have a problem with anxiety. We know this. And what I do is that I have a very bad tendency to pick my skin, my fingernails. A lot of the time I end up biting my nails and I don't have nice hands. But you know what I am doing? Is that I'm trying to get some type of sensory crunch and then I don't want to eat. You might say, hey, why don't you eat instead? No, Lingy, you know what you can do? I've designed these little fingertips. Now, the fingertips are made out of cheese. The nail is made out of cracker. So what it is that I'm still getting that fixation of biting my fingers, but I'm actually eating a food instead of mutilating my fingers.
Why wouldn't you just eat a food?
No, because I know you say that, but for people like me, it's about... I know it's weird, it's disgusting, it's gross, but it's not, eating doesn't do it. You've got to like pick at your fingers. You've got to pick at your fingers and you've got to, you know, yeah.
So I just explained to you, Lauren, that I had a 5-point scale. And then you are able to come up with an idea.
That is so good.
That is so bad that it breaks the scale and I need to add something below dog's idea.
Oh, come on, but it's only because you don't understand it.
It is like a steaming pile of diuretic.
Oh, hang on.
Dog.
AJ is totally up with this as well.
No, you're not, AJ.
I'm going to turn your mic on, AJ. AJ, what did you want to say about this?
As an ADHD and anxiety person, I'm so with you on the
thing. See? He gets it. He gets it.
But not cheese and cracker fingertips.
I could probably get around it.
Yes. Okay, so speaking for the neurodivergent community, I would say that we've got a focus group and 60% of the neurodivergent community really enjoy this as an idea. I would like to offer you 90% of the business for...
If you're not going to take this segment seriously, Loggie, I don't know why we're doing it.
Okay. All right.
That is a hard no from me.
Okay,
and I want you to come back next week with something better than that.
Okay, I didn't think this would be any tears for me, but...
Start chewing on the ends of your fingers.
The prawn has spoken. The prawn tank next Monday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.